And now it is time to look at the presidential daily briefing, the highly classified, top-secret document that crosses George W. Bush's desk every morning. And today's PDB from the intelligence community is titled, Are Gas Prices the New Axis of Evil? Mr. President, it has come to our attention that Alan Greenspan says the rise in energy prices may be permanent, making it an imminent threat to your presidency. Voters reach a negative contentment plateau vis-a-vis rising prices, which could later be reflected at the polls, i.e., you could lose. Further, rising costs could induce the populace to alter their daily petroleum deployment, with so-called hybrid cars, mass transportation, and other subversive conservation tactics such as bicycles or even walking. This nightmare scenario could also threaten your vast personal interests in the oil industry. Reports confirm that Vice President Cheney, whose income from Halliburton exceeds his salary at the White House, has been angrily pouting in his undisclosed bunker over these developments, declaring, quote, no one will like me when I'm poor. It is our recommendation that you counter this challenge by questioning Kerry's war medals. Respectfully, Office of Homeland Security. Mm. Powerful stuff, right?
I must be on his hit list. I just invested $90 in a foolproof lock for my bike in New York.
You are.
Can you believe it?
I went biking yesterday.
$90 on a lock? So it was the only one that would guarantee my bike wouldn't be stolen.
Oh, wait, hold up. Nothing guarantees that your bike won't be stolen
in New York.
They'll figure it out. Nothing. They'll figure it out, whatever it is.
You got to get a good lock.